The other thing about VIG-198 was the receptor status. Nearly all patients had receptors in this trial. It's a very good trial from that point of view. And they did what we did in ATTACC to cut the receptors into ER+, PR+, and ER+, PR-. That latter group is about 20% of the total. And there was absolutely no difference in time to recurrence or relapse-free survival with those two groups in this study, whereas, as you know, there's a very big difference in the ATTACC trial. With the ER+, PR- in the ATTACC, the hazard ratio was about 0.43.
So more than a 50% reduction.
More than a 50% reduction.
Compared to
Tamoxifen. Of course, you know, people have said, well, that's the group to treat. But this throws that that result. I don't know what it does for the result. We can't explain that, and I haven't heard of a good explanation, and clearly we need to work on this and try and find out why this is. It could be that it's an anastrozole effect, whereas you don't get that effect in this subgroup with letrozole, but that's very hard to believe.
Could it be a difference in quality control in terms of receptor assays?
Well, some people think that, particularly Kent Osborne. And he says that people can't do the assay outside the United States. And, of course, 2,000 patients in ATTACC were from the United States, and none of the patients from VIG-198 were from the United States. But I can't believe that that is an explanation. And my own view is that it's something else, but I don't know what else. And just to finish up on that, if you like, to sort of try and cover the whole picture here, if you look at the switching trial, the German switching trial to anastrozole versus tamoxifen, there is a difference between the two subgroups in that, again, an anastrozole trial. If you look at the esomestane switching trial, IES, it's very much like the letrozole trial, no difference between the two subgroups of receptors. So the letrozole and the esomestane study did not show this. So we need to find an explanation. I have none at the moment, I'm afraid.
Yeah, it gets into the whole issue, and really we're going to pick up on this when we start talking about side effects of people kind of assumed that they're similar agents, particularly letrozole and anastrozole, maybe with more estrogen suppression with letrozole. But I guess we don't really know that much about the real qualitative differences between these drugs.
No, we don't. As far as efficacy is concerned, there doesn't appear to be much in the way of differences from those trials.
Other than this PR thing.
Other than that PR thing, yes. I mean, if you look at, you know, the relapse-free survival, recurrence, distance disease-free, for VIG-198 and ATTACC, they're very, very similar. And so efficacy looks similar. And however, if we look at toxicity, we may begin to see differences between these drugs, which will make you choose one rather than another. I don't think you choose it at the moment on efficacy.